the man who brought boot camp to Dubai, Mr. Guillaume Mariel. Welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thank you, my man. It's good to be here.
So this is phenomenal. You are here in Dubai. You trusted your gut. You came out to Dubai when in the good time. You know, you showed up in 2007. So, you know, when did you first come to Dubai?
No, 2001.
2001. You were ahead of the curve. You know, you sniffed out the opportunity.
Yeah, you have to be in it to win it, Shane.
I was late in the game. I showed up and I stepped off the plane. GDP dropped by 50% as soon as I hit the runway. It totally sucked.
That would have hurt.
It did. It was tough, but I stuck it through. And I don't know why, but I did, and I'm still here, and it's good, though. I love Dubai. I love the city's inspirational city, you know. Just look at that Burj Khalifa, tallest tower in the world, biggest mall in the world. Everything goes big in Dubai, and that's what you're about. I think you said that, you know, go big before.
Bigger and better, Shane.
Bigger and better. Size matters. And Guillaume has, I don't know, about 2 million-inch guns. He's completely buffed up. He looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin sitting in the studio here with me.
I just did some push-ups before coming into the studio, Shane.
2 days ago, I did one pull-up. I still feel it. But how did this all start? So you start the boot camp. All of a sudden, this thing takes off big time.
Yeah, it was instant success. It was something new to the region, something new to Dubai. You never really had outdoor group classes running. So I'll never forget it, from running our first class to having 12 people in the morning to having 30 people in the second month to then having 60 to 70 people in the third month and running multiple locations and running evening classes. As I said, it was a cash cow. I'd never experienced something like that before, not that sort of growth.
Every time I talk to people and they're saying, you know, in life you need to have balance. You need to have balance and, you know, you need to have work-life balance. But when I talk to successful people, there is no work-life balance. And those first year of running their company, you were going flat out, weren't you? Was there balance? Is there balance?
You need to find the balance. Now that I do a lot of corporate wellness, okay, corporate health programs, and I preach to people about balance. So I have to.
But did you practice? You weren't practicing. You know,
no, I was not.
There you go.
I was not finding the balance.
There's the truth. There you go. Say it. You could say it. You have to. You know, I was talking to someone last night. I was like, you know, you want it. You work 7 days a week, and you go after it. You work the 15 hours. You give it everything you've got, and you will make it. Anything less, and, you know, good luck.
I was lucky if I was getting 5 hours sleep, Shane, even with Ignite, the new venture. Mm-hmm. Lucky if I was getting 5 hours sleep for the first 2.5, 3 years.
So everything was going well. You registered the company, Physical Advantage. Things were going well. What happened? I mean, you're just overflowing with customers. You just can't handle the demand. You're throwing people in the dirt for a living. I mean, what's better than that? Wake up and shout at people and get paid for it. Most people get fired for that. It's fantastic.
There were some challenges internally with the partners and different ideals and views and ethics of the direction of the business. I encountered some bad luck where my business partner at the time went and opened a similar business, but in Abu Dhabi and then also in Dubai.
Oh, it's now, a showdown.
Showdown, yeah. But the most expensive lesson learned there was that there was no formal agreement. There was no memorandum of association. Now, what that means in Dubai is that everything goes. If on your business license, it's 50-50. If there's no other agreement, everything goes. So things happened where I was forced to close the business down because my direct competitor was still my business partner.
So that was a big throwdown, and you were basically one of, you know, a guy who's on your payroll is now competing head to head with you.
Yeah, it was a tough time, and what's also a hard blow is when you have a good team of employees, and when they look at you straight in the face and they say they're going to set up exactly the same thing, and then you look at them and you say, well, how can you do that to me? Well, your business partner did.
Wow, so he's setting an example.
So yeah, it was a tough time. So that's basically, that led to the demise of Physical Advantage. I lost one of my closest and dearest friends, Nasser Abdu, who was also my mentor. Also at the time of the economic downturn, I was a late boomer when it came to the property market. I always said I wouldn't do it, but finally I did do it. And
when you do something, you do it big.
You do it big, and I lost it big as well. So
You bought an entire floor of a building.
In Ajman, and the developer ran off with the money.
Ouch.
And
so your business is going up in flames, and then you watch your life savings evaporate.
Yeah. I'll never forget it. February 2010, I still didn't have a roommate. My rent was due at the end of the month. I had my staff salaries to pay. My credit cards were maxed.
Ouch.
And I had 50 dirhams in my wallet.
Ouch. So that would, you know, that's a pretty depressive state and probably an anxiety attack most people would have. I mean, that is a tough situation.
Yeah, well, the five months prior to that moment and the 3 months preceding that as well, I'm pretty sure that I was in a depression, Shane. I guess we all act out in different ways and on how we handle that, but I was definitely, what I'd say, I was rock bottom, but you're not going to call your parents and say, send me more money. That's my pride getting in the way, and I did lose some of my father's money in these investments because he trusted me. And you just have to soldier on. You have to keep going. I was very lucky that I have a fantastic support network in Dubai and also other friends as well, not in Dubai.
So how do you pull through that darkest moment, you know, where you're like, this is an overwhelming feat. My business has gone up in flames. I've lost my best friend. I have my rent due. I have no cash flow. My credit cards are maxed, and all my life savings just blew up in the real estate asset crash, that happens to so many people. I mean, it's not unusual. The average guy gets in his car, drives to the airport, and takes off. But there was something in you that said, "No, you know, I'm going to fight this out to the very end. I'm not going to give up."
I came to Dubai to succeed, Shane. You know, the way that I see it, I've been away from my family now going on 11 years. They're not wasted years, but I'm not going to go until I've set what I've achieved to do. And the lesson also was what got me to that point. I've learned so much, and many people have experienced what I have. So I can't feel like I'm a victim. I just have to do what all other great business people do. Keep going.
Never give up. And Dubai is an entrepreneur's kind of heaven. It's like a little kind of pool. So many entrepreneurs here. And there is kind of an inspiring story there. So in all of that, what's the next stage? What's the genesis? This is the genesis of Ignite. In your darkest moment, in the hottest fires, the sword of the samurai is forged, and you go on. So this is where you rise up as the phoenix.
Yeah. So I mean, right now for Ignite Fitness and Wellness, we specialize, Shane, in corporate health and corporate wellness programs. We are prospecting with some of the largest insurance companies in Dubai, in the UAE, and I think it's just a matter of time. One of my business partner and also my mentor, Sami Al Ansari, said to me quite bluntly recently, "Guillaume, you're fighting with the marlin." So I've hooked him.
Fighting with who?
The marlin. The fish.
The marlin.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So there's tension on that line. I just have to just be patient and just keep wheeling him in because he's getting away a little bit, but then I'm wheeling him back in.
It's the world's fastest fish.
Mauritius.
In Mauritius. It's also the fastest fish in Mauritius as well. But, you know, so in that, at that certain point, you said, okay, all this is closing down. I'm going to start my own show. And you just squeeze through by the skin of your teeth. You land a project that pays your rent. And you just paid off your credit cards. And now your business is going to the next level.
That's right. I've got to the stage now where I've been able to trim the fat. Most of the fixed costs that the company had to have in the early years, they've been made. And I think that we're a fairly strong brand in the market. So now it's just believing in my gut feeling and where I know Ignite needs to go with the corporate health. Now, there are a lot of things. There's a lot of regulation coming in the industry. a little bit more on corporate health. For instance, last year you had insurance claims go up by 25%. This is to tell you
the how... Health insurance.
Health insurance. People's health insurance claims went up by 25%. So basically the relationship is really insurance companies want their clients to make less claims. Clients want to reduce their insurance premiums. The only way that that's going to happen is if they increase their health. Okay, they need to. There needs to be a healthier workforce, and that's Ignite Fitness and Wellness.
We are going to hear Guillaume's advice to the budding entrepreneur in just a minute. So stay with us.